We named the child after his father.
After his father.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Named him John after his father.
Child born to an unmarried woman would be?
I saw this word in the little book that I carried home, and I was trying to think. As I said, things were not talked in front of us, even when we were grown, they still were not talked in front of us. But if it were referred to at all in my family, they would say the child has no father.
Mm-hmm.
He would not be called a name. But I think if anything were used in our area, it would have been very cold, blunt bastard,
mm-hmm.
because I've heard the word. And some of the other colloquialisms say, hey, of now, the backyard child and all, I never heard that expression,
yeah.
any of those. It was either the child has no father or he was a bastard. Or she was.
Do they ever use woods cold anymore?
I never heard that expression. I've seen it in print, but I've never heard it.
And if the child had both of his parents were to die, he would be
he'd be an orphan.
And would he be, would the court appoint somebody?
During a period of yes, the court would appoint a guardian for the child. Because I've run across those records many times in doing research.
Mm-hmm. And how did you move the baby around? Sort of thing with like a crib with wheels on?
Well, that would have been a baby buggy. The little thing you push the baby in, because back in those days you usually had a top over them, you know. Very fancy, and it was a baby buggy. And then we had a cradle that usually the very young baby was put in the cradle, and it had rockers on it. And the mother could sit with a foot and rock the cradle and read or knit or do what she, her housework.
Yeah, I see. And the baby, when he first started to move around, would do what on the floor?
Crawl. Mm-hmm. Baby would crawl. A scoot. You know, they start mm-hmm. scooting on the bottoms before they start crawling on the hands and knees. He'd scoot on. He could scoot on the floor.
The choice there is crawl or creep, and you use crawl.
Mm-hmm.
Different names for different parts of the body that you remember, particularly again from your childhood.
Forehead. No, we call that a forehead.
Uh-huh.
He cracked his forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Ears and mouth and nose. And neck and arms. And
How would you join left and right to the ear in expressing it? In other words, you'd modify the ear with left and right. And how would you say that, just a quick conversation?
Well, his right ear or his left ear.
Uh-huh. The point there is whether people put the T in, or whether they just move quickly from F to E, you know, left ear.
Left ear. Well, it's probably the T is left off in a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
Left and right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And the men who grow
A beard,
uh-huh.
Whiskers. Usually they said whiskers.
Uh-huh. Any joking terms for the hair? Just
I can't think of any.
Get your
head combed. It was head rather than hair, but it's always comb your head.
Comb your head.
Mm-hmm.
Never call it wool or anything like that. So.
No.
And this part?